Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's head on down to the clubhouse as we get to know the San Diego Padres with today's Player Profile on the Padres Radio Network.
Brayden Sprenant here for another Player Profile. I'm with the starting pitcher of the Padres that shows up in a cowboy hat and glasses. He is Chris Paddock. Chris, thanks for joining me today.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
So, let's talk about your nice little outfit you wear for starts. When did you start doing that? How did it come about? And, why do you do that when on start days?
Yeah, it started, beginning of my career in pro ball. It's just kind of something that I've always kind of believed in is, being a professional athlete, whatever sport it is. I feel like an important part of the role is, also dressing the part as well. That way, whenever you're in public or whatever it is, people know, okay, this guy, he's important or he's a businessman of some sort. But, I never really expected it to escalate, this quickly, and it's been kind of a special little moment gig for me, especially the cowboy hat being from Texas, obviously the boots. It's pretty cool that I get to represent Texas, even though I'm away from home. But mostly, man, I don't do it every day. I just do it like my start days, like you said. And basically the story behind that is just, I wake up, pick out my outfit, feel confident, and then that saying that, if you look good, you feel good, you play good. But yeah, man, it's been pretty cool, especially city of San Diego, tagging along and making these shirts, and it's the sheriff, and I couldn't ask for a better fan base, and my family's loving every moment of it as well.
Well, it's your signature look. It's your professional look. I love that answer. That's perfect. It's something like what my dad would tell me growing up, of course. So you grew up in Texas, just outside of Austin. Before we talk about you growing up, I got to ask. You're an Aggie fan, but you grew up just outside of Longhorn country. How did that come about, and how was that, growing up with a lot of Longhorns around?
Yeah, my, growing up, I have a lot of family. I actually had a lot of family who lived in College Station. Some of them moved back to Austin area. So I kind of grew up being an Aggie, went to some college games, baseball, played at Texas A&M in summer ball. So I got to get that, tradition and that that kind of drive that they do at good old College Station, Texas. But it was difficult, that rivalry, being UT, living there in Texas, outside of the University of Texas, I lived in Cedar Park. It never really got to me. Believe it or not, fun fact is there's a lot of UT and Aggie like friends. Yeah, they'll butt heads and talk trash to each other. But at the end of the day, it's a pretty cool rivalry that it was probably one of the biggest in sports at one moment at one point in time. But I was committed to Texas A&M out of high school. It's just that's the place that fit for me and felt like home.
I'll reserve the TCU knocking out A&M comments in baseball to myself because I am a Horned Frog. But, I spent some time out in Texas, and I know you guys love your barbecue. I love your guys' barbecue. What's your go-to barbecue order? And then here, I'm going to throw some couple things at you. Do you like sliced or chopped, sauce or no sauce?
So I'll answer those last few questions first. I like sliced. And I like sauce. Depending on the sauce, though, I'm pretty picky when it comes to the sauce. Hopefully you don't need sauce because it's that good.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like if you go to a steakhouse, hopefully you don't need A1 because then the cook back there is not doing their job. But, I'm pretty picky when it comes to barbecue. I do love it. I haven't been out here experienced the barbecue out here yet, but I can promise you right now, nothing beats Texas barbecue. There's just something about it, man. It's, you know, the meat, just how it's cooked, how it's prepped, everything. But yeah, man, I like most of my family, when we have Thanksgiving or Christmas or, you know, big family events or get-togethers, we always do like a barbecue. And, you know, I got to learn growing up kind of how to prep and how to cook my own barbecue as well. Not as good as my uncles, but I'm getting there. You know, they always give me a hard time, and they never really let me take full control over holidays, but hopefully that'll change in the next few years.
And just for all you guys listening, you know, from San Diego, sliced and chopped is brisket. So I prefer slice as well. I don't go with the sauce, but, you know, I'm more of a dry rub type of guy. Let's talk about you making the major leagues. And I know that was a big, you know, goal for you going into spring training. It's the last start of spring training. You're on the mound. You're at T-Mobile Park. Andy Green's walking to the mound. First of all, what's going through your mind? And when you find out, explain to us that, you know, the feelings you're going through and what exactly happened, because we saw it on TV kind of, and we didn't find out until later when we heard the story. But go ahead, tell us your version of the story.
Yeah, man, basically, you know, just going into spring, I had a goal in mind. You know, I didn't know if it would come true, just because, you know, the business side of the baseball world, it can be difficult at times and some things you can't really control. But, you know, my biggest goal going into spring was just to show them that I was ready, showing them, you know, that I'm ready and that I belong and want to be part of this group. We have a special group here, and, you know, and couldn't ask for a better opportunity, a better moment, you know, in my career so far. First big league spring training, first time pitching at a big league ballpark. You know, they told me my pitch count going in, and here comes Andy, you know, with 2 2/3 innings pitched. And I'm like, what's going on? You know, maybe he's coming out to tell me something that he saw with mechanics or holding runners or something. And I look around the guys, and they're kind of like straight face and focused as well. So I'm like, okay, something's happening here. He steps on the mound. And he said, "Hey, Hosmer, where are you going to be at Sunday?" And I said, and he responded to Andy and said, "I'm going to be playing behind this guy Sunday." Tapped me on the butt, and that was it, man. That's whenever I really. It took me a few seconds to realize what he said and kind of soaked in the moment. But, you know, he shook my hand and said, "Congratulations, man. You made the team. You'll be pitching Sunday for us at Petco Park." And, you know, walking off the mound, it was pretty emotional for me. You know, I tried to keep it in as long as I could. But once I crossed that line, man, and seeing my teammates cheer me on, and, you know, unfortunately I didn't have any family there at the moment, but they were all watching. And they got to experience it too, and it was just an all-around special moment that I'll never forget. Just being able to, like I said, first big league spring training, special group of guys, first big league outing, you know, at a big league stadium. It was really a special moment to get the call, and you know, I'm glad that I'm a part of this group.
What a great story and a great opportunity for, you know, Padres fans to be a part of that story. They got to watch it on TV and some memorable moments that have already happened so far this season. But I got one more question for you. It's the age-old debate between California and Texas. And I've spent time in both places. You have now spent time in both places. But I got to ask, and I think I know the answer to this question, In-N-Out or Whataburger?
100% Whataburger. You know, I feel like it's one of those questions that kind of where you're from is the answer you're going to get. But I will respect a little In-N-Out on this question, just because I do like how simple their menu is. I think that has a lot to do with why people like it. You know, and it's pretty cool that they have, you know, the hats and the, you know, you can see in the kitchen and see them kind of prep your meal, and then the drive-through and all those fun little things. But Whataburger, I feel like, as a whole, brings a lot more to the table when it comes to a menu. You know, you got a lot of options.
Honey butter chicken biscuits?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You got breakfast. You got it all, man. But, you know, I do like how simple the In-N-Out menu is. You know, makes it simple. You got, like, 3 or 4 options. Really simple, but... To answer your question, man, I'll have to go with Whataburger.
Double meat Whataburger with cheese is my go-to order. You got to throw in a honey butter chicken biscuit every once in a while. Yeah, I'm probably getting you're getting a little hungry right now, and unfortunately, Whataburger is nowhere near where you're at. Chris, that was a good conversation. Thanks again for joining us, and good luck the rest of the
Thanks
way.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me, man.
that was an inside look at one of your favorite Padres with today's player profile on the Padres Radio Network.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.